Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Another week of good information for you if you're a farmer, small farmer, family farmer. This is the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be here every week to bring you into connection with a lot of the news that affects family farmers, the story of a successful family farmer so that you're inspired to perhaps come up with new ideas on your farm, and then some thoughts that I will put together at the end of the program that hopefully will influence you. And if I give you my thoughts, that's fine. You can compare them to your thoughts on one of the issues of the day that affects farming. First, though, the bill in Colorado. Colorado became the first state. I can't tell you how many bits and pieces of information have been sent to me or that I've gleaned out of the farm trades this week, talking about one of my favorite or least favorite companies and one of my favorite subjects, and that's the right to repair law. This is something that the National Farmers Union, the American Farm Bureau Federation, although in this circumstance, I would say the National Farmers Union had a more straightforward approach to this. American Farm Bureau kind of danced around the John Deere right to repair issue or the right to repair issue, period. It wasn't just about John Deere, although farmers that I know are angrier at John Deere than they are anybody else because John Deere apparently made it very difficult and there still is some concern as to whether or not there actually is nationally going to be the ability for farmers who buy John Deere products, which is the first problem. I don't understand why you're buying these. If you can't repair them and you don't like what you're buying, why the heck would you buy them? So at any rate, the story is that Colorado passed a right to repair law, and most people who are familiar with the law say that it is the strongest and the best because it protects farmers in the state of Colorado, gives them the ability to repair their own equipment. House Bill 23-1011, Colorado, the first state to pass the right to repair bill specifically for agriculture. Now, this is going to serve as a model for legislation in other states and also at the federal level because a lot of elected officials know right to repair is a hot button issue, as well it should be. And so when you look at some of the sweeping farms out there and the problems, especially this time of year, as you're trying to get out there, get the tractors, the combines, the planters ready. And so, you know, you've got a tractor that has a problem and you're out, it's going to rain and you want to get your crops planted and you can't because the tractor's down and can't. I don't even understand what John Deere is thinking, frankly. They're obviously not thinking about their customers. Anyway, I've been down this rat hole enough. You all know the story. And so now we tout Colorado because they become the first in the nation to recognize what the problem is. Now it is the first state that guarantees farmers a right to repair their tractors and other equipment, or you can get an independent repair shop to do it if you need to. This is, again, groundbreaking. I think one of the things that hasn't been brought up, or at least people haven't been saying it, and I'm going to say it. By the way, the House of Representatives in Colorado voted 46-14. That tells you something. Also, the Senate voted 21-12. Kind of an up yours to John Deere, which, again, is appropriate under the circumstance. It will take effect by the beginning of next year. Farm equipment manufacturers will have to, quote, provide parts, embedded software, firmware, tools, documentation, diagnostic tools, maintenance and repair manuals, diagrams, and similar information to independent repair providers and the owners of their equipment. This is the summary of what they call the Consumer Right to Repair Agricultural Equipment Bill. How it has come to this state shows you how powerful these huge corporations are. And so if you are found guilty of failing to provide repair resources, it'll be considered a deceptive trade practice under this law, and you will be fined and or you can be sent to jail, and plus the fact that before the manufacturer, mostly John Deere, said that if you touch the equipment while it's still in warranty, the repairs that are provided will void the warranty. And the legislature says that's unenforceable. But it's like they're at odds. And John Deere doesn't like this, and they continue. They're going to try to appeal this in court. So, again, why would you buy? I know a lot of people that carry this program, farm stations have John Deere as an advertiser. And that's fine. They have the right to present their point of view, as you have the right to present your point of view, or I have the right to present my point of view. And I have never had any use for John Deere, frankly, but I have less now. So to go back for a second to the American Farm Bureau and what they did, I think this was in January. John Deere signed with the AFBF a memorandum of understanding on repair rights. There were discussions, but their agreement has no enforcement, no teeth. It was voluntary, and John Deere basically laughed or, you know, was kind of snarky about it afterwards. So Colorado decided to do something. They asked John Deere for more information about the unintended consequences of this, and apparently they haven't come up with anything. John Deere, meanwhile, facing a class action lawsuit over its monopolization of repair services. Lawsuits against John Deere were consolidated into a single antitrust case being heard in the District Court for Northern Illinois. Department of Justice has filed a statement of interest opposing John Deere's attempt to get the case dismissed. So that's what you're dealing with. It's too bad. We'd like to think that American companies would be here to help American workers, American farmers, but that certainly has not been the case in this circumstance with the right to repair argument. So good for Colorado and good for the farmers there who work to make it happen. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. Some more farm news of interest to small farmers, American family farmers. After I bring you in touch with your immune system, trying to make it strong, you got to work hard, long hours. And if you're drinking a lot of coffee, your system's probably out of whack. And so if your body's acidic, you can taste it, frankly. You really can, because your body, when it is out of balance, you have a kind of gargle in your esophagus. You have heartburn, things that you don't like. And so if you want to put your body and your system back online, I suggest you use Balance 7. Balance 7 will help you with the discomfort, help you with the heartburn. You'll feel younger and healthier. It helps you with your mental clarity. I use it every day. Take it three times a day, and in short order, 3-4 weeks, you'll feel the difference and know there's something going on. So if you want to get healthy and you want to feel better, you can. Take my word for it. Doug Steffen, use the code word Doug for Balance 7 when you dial up your order, 800-793-9039.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Back on the American Family Farmer with some more farm news. I've expanded this because there is so much farm news. The development of more energy efficient diesel engines. So I've had this conversation about John Deere, and it was negative. So let me present something positive about John Deere. I have one of my partners in agriculture who helps me all year long, a dear friend named Don Ela. He has an old John Deere 4020, and it's been sitting in the garage, in my garage at my farm, for 3 years. Hydraulics, can't get it to work, but we said, okay, we'll take it apart and we'll fix it. Well, we've done that. And I drove, this thing has been sitting for 3 years. Put a new battery in it, turned it over on the first crank, started right up. I think John Deere engines are fabulous. I don't know if they're better. Some people think they're better than the Perkins engines that I have and my Massey Ferguson's. But they certainly sound good. They sound smooth. Now, the new John Deere engines, according to their announcement, 100% compatible with renewable diesel production. But now the next step is for the development of more energy efficient diesel engines, which would use less fuel. Then on the heels of that, they're developing electric engines. This is on the company's wish list to John Deere as well. So I guess my question to you would be, would you buy an electric tractor? John Deere has bought an ownership stake in an Austrian company called Kreisel Electric, which has developed a proprietary battery cooling technology, claims results in longer battery life and higher performance. My question about this, not just for John Deere, but for cars and trucks, what do you do with the batteries when they wear out after 7 or 8 years? Some people say you got to junk the tractor, junk the truck, junk the car, because the new batteries will cost more than the vehicle will be worth at the time, 7 or 8 years down the road. Something to think about if you're thinking about buying an electric truck or an electric-powered tractor. Also in the news this week, the continuing focus on the farm bill. House Committee on Agriculture members are holding farm bill listening sessions around the country. Most recent was in Florida at the University of Florida Food and Ag Sciences building. This was attended by a lot of the legislators from Florida who wanted to hear what farmers had to say and find out what's necessary to be included in there. There are three members of the Florida delegation that are on the farm committee. And so they'll be the ones that will be vetting a lot of the stuff that goes out to the full House after the farm bill is figured out. But these farm bill hearing sessions, if you find one that's going to be close to you, I would suggest that you go listen, learn, and participate, actually, in it. It's a tough job to put all of the interests together, but this is something you ought to pay attention to, this new farm bill and how it impacts you. Coming up in a moment here on the American Family Farmer, you're going to meet Rachel Stallard. I'll tell you the story, and she'll tell you more about the story than I can tell you because it's her story. We'll get to that right after this.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Rachel Stallard, who describes herself as a hobby farmer. She runs Roaring Acres Farm. You can find that at roaringacres.com. So, Rachel, a hobby farmer, how do you define or describe what a hobby farmer is?
So it is not our primary source of income as a family. We both have other jobs. There are things that we do to bring in money, but it is actually something that we do as an actual hobby and take enjoyment from.
Would you do it full-time if you were able to make more money and quit the other jobs, or is it just fulfilling enough the way you're doing it so that you don't really want to leave your other full-time job?
If I could make my living hanging out with the goats, getting eggs from our chickens, planting things, getting my hands dirty, being outside, that would absolutely be the way of life that I would choose full time.
Then let's talk about what's on the farm and describe. You have a 35-acre place. How did you come by? Where are you, by the way? I didn't even ask you that.
Yeah, so we are in Olmsted Falls, Ohio, and we found this property through a friend that was fly fishing back in the Rocky River. It was owned by a family, and they were really looking for another family to come in and make it their own. It had a chicken coop. It was not up to par. We needed to put the walls in, put some lights in, make it a little bit more sustainable, have a run that was safe from all of the critters that come across our grounds. And we have a background in fixing up homes, so it was something that was in our element. It was just a little different. So we started with the chickens, and I feel like chickens are a gateway to the rest of the animals.
Yeah, they're a great gateway drug for people who have hobby farms. That's for everybody who wants to have a chicken, or two or three or six. We're wrestling. I'm chuckling about it because in my community, Framingham, Massachusetts, I'm involved. I'm in the Ag Commission, and we're getting a lot of questions about chickens, and because it's more of a suburban town. I live in the rural part of town, but it's amazing how many people, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of homeowners, want to have chickens. And the town's not really, they aren't ready to, they don't know what to do with chickens. They've got this ridiculous 10, 12 page form that you fill out if you're going to have, and they, because they don't know. So is that the same? Are you encountering that? You're, let's see, outside of Cleveland, trying to remember whether you're east or west of Cleveland itself.
So we are west. We are actually near the airport, which is where our name came from, Bellboring Acres, because the planes go overhead. And but the chicken started as 6, and then it was 12, and now we have about 25 of them. We do not have a rooster, so we pick up the chicks. I have about 20 of them in the back of the coop right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are an easy kind of animal because they require little maintenance. And I feel like now, even at Tractor Supply, they have these super cute coops. And everyone wants this little chicken house to kind of complement their big house. So they're a little bit more of a accessory, if you will, and kind of a pet for a lot of people, which is why I think they're so
right. Right, they do. They become, you know, part of the family in a sense. Got to be careful when you buy them at Tractor Supply, though, because oftentimes they'll tell you that they have sexed them, and they haven't. You end up getting roosters along with the hens. I don't know whether you've had that there, but I know a lot of people who get the chickens at Tractor Supply this time of year. They don't really, they'll tell you what they think you're going to get, but you're not really getting it. So just a word to the wise. Hold on. Great story. Rachel Stollard is here from Roaring Acres Farm. A nice way to thread the needle, if you will, getting your children to know more about what life is really all about. And we'll continue with our conversation in just a matter of moments here on the American Family Farm.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have 2 daughters and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates again.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 5 to 5.25%.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell added the Fed is committed to bringing inflation down to 2%. A post-meeting statement from the Fed suggests it could pause further increases next month. New York has become the first state to ban gas stoves.
A new state law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in most new buildings, including gas stoves and furnaces, and propane heating. Lawmakers hope the move will force people to use more climate-friendly appliances like induction stoves and heat pumps. The new law applies to all new buildings shorter than 7 stories by 2026, and then includes taller buildings by 2029. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. Devoted to the small family farmers, to folks who are not interested in corporate or big ag farming. We're trying to come up with ideas, and a lot of the people listen to this program. In fact, a lot of people involved in farming in America are, just as Rachel is describing herself, wife. She's a professional writer, has a master's, in fact, in creative writing. She is a parent and got a husband, and so they're all trying to learn about what's going on in terms of what you put into your body and how you live and the values you give to your children. I went to school at Heidelberg, which is down the road from where you are a little bit. I have some great friends that live in Avon Lake. I know the area very well. And so I'm interested because I've flown in and out of that airport, the Hopkins Airport, 100 times if I've flown in and out of it once. And so I'm trying to picture where you are because there's a Ford plant there. There's a lot of industry. And so we're from just, is it down 80, 480? Where is the farm as you're traveling like a crow?
Yeah, so we are off of Columbia, which is an exit on 480. We are probably about a 5-minute drive there. We're very close to the airport, and we are actually next to a cemetery. So our neighbors are very quiet.
Yes. Well, that's a good place for a farm. Why not? You don't bother anybody. The chickens don't bother anybody down there. So can you make, is this more a way of training your children and bringing them into the real world? Or can you actually, with the, you've got the goats and the sheep and the pigs and the chickens, can you make any money? Or is it more a way to help sustain the kind of life that you want?
It's definitely being more aware of what we're putting in our bodies. Growing our own food. What are we feeding the chickens? What are we feeding the pigs? Do butcher our pigs. So our kids really have an understanding of where their food comes from, and the work that it takes to take care of something of this magnitude. That's really important to us, just from a being prepared standpoint.
Sure.
But just the simplicity of going to a store really takes away what you're putting in your body. And the more research that I did as a parent, just with allergies and with exposure and, you know, the kids petting the pigs and being barefoot, their immune system is better. And we don't get sick a lot, but they are also making healthy choices when they're not at home, because they understand what they should be putting in their bodies, even at a really young age.
You know, that's an interesting representation, an interesting thing for those people who are running farms, trying to make life better for others. Make sure you keep your family in mind when you're doing all this, and start maybe with your family, making sure that they are healthy, because what you've just said, I think, is a watchword for people on the farm, people who in your area, up and down that the road, the area you live in, there's a fast food restaurant on every corner, and they, you know, we're all tempted to stop and get a hamburger or get a fried fish sandwich or something, French fries. And, you know, it's good once in a while. It's okay. It won't hurt you if you do it in moderation. But most people don't, and they aren't even aware of what goes on a farm like yours, or on a big farm, a family farm. You know, the big agribusiness is, again, I stay away from that. But I certainly think that the more you train your children, so it sounds to me, if I can sort of wrap this up in a bow, you're an advocate for people trying to grow their own food, no matter how much land they have. As long as they get a little land, you can grow something. You can teach your children about growing things. That's what I did. Well, my children grew up on the farm, so they didn't have that, but they've brought their children into understanding how things grow by just having little, both my children live in Los Angeles, so there's no room there other than to grow something on the porch. And so we have this little tower called Let Us Grow. And my grandson, Miles, puts seeds and watches them grow and nurtures them. And anything that can teach youngsters about where food comes from, because we all saw during the pandemic, youngsters saying, the conclusion was there's no food in the food store. Where's the food come from? They didn't even know.
But they have no idea. They really don't. And the exposure is so important. We have kids that come over and will eat vegetables, and the parents will say, how did you get my kid to eat a tomato? And I said, well, we took them out to the garden. They got to pick it. They got to put it in their hands. And there's nothing better than a warm tomato.
Yeah, that's right.
And it gets them interested in even trying things like that, but they have to be exposed to it. And so many kids, you know, it starts at home. And to me, it's really important that they have those options.
So one of the things that a family farmer can do, because there are more and more people opening up their farms. My farm, I don't know if you went to my website. I say this to everyone who asks me all the time, well, what do you do on your farm? If you go to my website, Eastley, or Facebook page, EASTLEIGH, EastleyFarm.com, you can see what goes on with the animals. I have a composting facility. I have a wood lot. I do a lot of things that are ancillary to the animals, because the animals don't pay the bill, but the animals pay the bill for me, because that's the reason I do this. The cows are the most important thing on the farm. And when people come every weekend to the farm from this weekend is when we open, go through the end of October. People come in on Saturdays and Sundays, bring their children around and meet the cows and get acquainted with them, because oftentimes, and I've seen this so many times, Rachel, you have too, youngsters are afraid of a cow because it's big, or they're afraid of a goat because it is active and it'll jump up on the fence and children will be startled, but all the goats want to do is kind of talk to you. And, you know, you see all of that sort of thing, and the naivete among youngsters today is, it's disturbing, frankly. And, you know, so you're doing it sort of one child at a time. I think that many farms around where I am anyway, they do agritourism as a means of self-defense because they can't make it just by growing vegetables. The public doesn't respect still unless they go to the farm and pay the prices there. But if you're in the wholesale farming business, you're lucky to get 17 cents out of whatever dollar is being spent to buy your stuff. So,
yes.
You know, this you've got 28 acres. How are you dealing with cleaning it up? What are you doing in that department?
So it is really interesting when people come to visit, and we have private PGA tours on a smaller scale with the kids. But people look around and say, so who takes care of all this? And it makes me laugh, because that is something that we take immense pride in, you know, getting up early and doing the work ourselves.
It's so constructive, Rachel. It's constructive.
It is.
Yeah.
It just feeds your soul in a different way and puts you in a mindset when you wake up to nature and going outside, interacting with animals who depend on you. I mean, they really depend on you and your knowledge and your care. And that, with our children and taking them with us, is something that's really important as well. But we do it ourselves. We have the equipment, you know, the Kubota. We've got our own snowplow. We take care of the lawn and the animals. The kids have learned how to pick up. The older one is 11. He can carry a 50-pound feed bag, and he's so excited about that.
Good.
So he helps us unload things. But they're all part of that process.
Yep. That's how, by the way, a personal experience, I am not a big man, but I've always been the strongest person my size. Even today, at this age of my life, I'm still the strongest because of when I was younger, I did wreck my back by lifting bags of grain the wrong way and bales of hay and jugs of milk, but it still made me strong. And being physically strong is also good for your mental state. You and your husband, I'm sure, are getting stronger all the time, not only physically but mentally, and the children will see that same thing. And that's a good thing. Hold on a second, Rachel. I'll spend a few more minutes with you. Right now, time for me to put you or move you into the right direction, marching you, if you will, to good health by getting your weight to the optimum number. That comes by visiting toploss.com, understanding how the product Calitrin, the only natural, drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product on the market today, and it happens to be the most successful. They've been in business for almost 27 years. So because of that, they become the number one choice for healthy weight loss. It piques the interest. Every time I talk about this on the air, people go to the website, toploss.com, find the health resource that Calitrin is, figure out how to use it. It's safe for the entire family. And right now, as we are launched well into spring, they're celebrating their 26th anniversary. All the various promotions they've had over the year all wrapped into one, various promotions over the 26 years. So you can save a lot of money right now by going to toploss.com. Get onto the Calitrin program. Take it every day consistently. Stay in touch with the person. You can get a personal consultant there at Calitrin, help you out. Lots of helpful resources at toploss.com. And when you check out, use the code Doug for free shipping and all these bargains. That's Doug at toploss.com.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. in their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired, you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Back for a few more minutes with Rachel Stallard. You have gotten me excited, so I've gotten a little more involved. I should have let you have more time, but you're doing the right thing, and therefore I'm excited. By the way, people that want to follow Roaring Acres online, Instagram.com/Roaring Acres, R-O-A-R-I-N-G, Roaring Acres, and their website is roaringacres.com. So what do you think the future is going to hold for you, Rachel, and your husband and your family? Do you have more land around there you can buy?
So we have bought up all of the frontage and the property next door. We've restored some of the homes, and we rent those out for supplemental income, but also to kind of control who our neighbors are and who
sure.
we interact with.
Yeah.
You know, we have a wood shop on one of those properties. We mill our own wood. We have someone that helps us understand trees that need to come down so that things are mm-hmm. sustainable. You know, we don't pretend to know everything. So we are continuing to learn more about the animals that we have. Our goats are due at the end of May. So this will be the third time that we have bred goats. But our children are now involved with the milking. They've made cheese. They drink the milk. We've picked the vegetables. We've made jelly and jam. And our goal and our hope and our hearts is that they would continue this legacy with their children. Maybe they'll come back and live on the property. Isn't that every mom's dream?
Sure.
But we hope that they continue to have this as their home and a place that they can come to, that they want to come back to for the rest of their lives.
So they can channel their inner chicken.
Yes.
Much as anything else, right? There's nothing better than channeling your inner chicken. All right, Rachel, thank you for being here on the American Family Farmer. Again, the website is roaringacres.com. Rachel Stallard here, who is, I don't know if I want to refer to you as a hobby farmer. I think you are not ready for prime time, but that I think that you are putting a lot of time and effort into this, which is good not only for you and your family, but for the neighborhood as well. Rachel and Doug here together at 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Thank you, guys.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now on the American Family Farmer at 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with my thoughts about the situation in veterinary medicine. It's no secret around the country, the state of veterinary medicine is not good. There was a lot of, during the pandemic, a lot of people getting pets. And so that is good for people who were lonely, adopting dogs and cats. That drove to the rate of veterinary care going up. A lot of attention has been focused on veterinarians and the stresses they have, high debt loads from going to school, and also the specialized training, long hours on the job. I think that there's a relationship thing here. I've had many connections with vets. The first vet I ever had for my cows was a neighbor of mine up the street who was one of the most highly touted vets in the area. He was good with small animals, big animals. And then I had to, because he passed away, find somebody else, and it wasn't easy. And it's not been easy over the last 40-some-odd years finding people who will come out. If there aren't six farms in your community, they don't want to have anything to do with you. Or if they do come, like the vet I'm using currently now, he's about three times as expensive as most of the other vets, but they won't come and they're not around. So if I'm going to take care of my cows, if they need something, every once in a while I tend to be a holistic practitioner, so I don't need vets very often. But once in a while you need some kind of help when you're, like if I have a calf that comes along and we don't catch it and dehorn it at the right time, then you have to have the vet do it the right way when they're older, that sort of thing. Or I might have somebody give me an animal for my sanctuary, and I need to cut the horns off, and so there's that. Plus, I want to check them out to make sure the reproductive systems are healthy and that the cows themselves are healthy. I can tell pretty much by looking at them, but sometimes there's an issue. Anyway, the point is that we need to find a solution, and I think many of you will agree with me. According to the American Medical Veterinary Association, one in six vets have contemplated suicide because the work is so hard. And there are the shortage causes great pressure. People are calling. I can hear myself calling vets and saying, why can't you come? Well, I've got 500 people, 500 cows or 500 farms to take care of, and I haven't got time for yours. Well, I could say to where do I go? What do I do? And they don't have a solution, basically, even though the Tufts Veterinary School is less than like 14 miles from me, to get somebody to come from there. No, we go in the other direction because there's more cows. And then recruitment of young people into the profession, that needs to be a part of the conversation as well. I think that the 4-H and the FFA programs ought to lay the groundwork for exposing children and teenagers to not only the ag industry itself, but veterinary science. That's one of the things that's important. I remember back to mad cow disease and how the people who had these cows, how the vets came in, they had to destroy all these cows, and it was really troubling, awful. So now there's more of a name, at least in my neck of the woods, I don't know about where you are, for holistic veterinary care, because farmers are finding it to help the cows. Again, a family farm, the big agribusinesses, the factory farms, they don't care. They'll run a cow two or three lactations and then they kill them. That's just the way it is. It's just they're machines. They become, they don't become the kind of cow that I have on my farm. They're just commodities. But anyway, back to the holistic idea, because a lot of people have different ideas of what holistic means. I think just feeding them the best natural nutrition that you can grow for them or that you can buy. I grow my feed, hay and corn and all of that stuff. Not everybody can do that. But you really have to reduce the drugs and antibiotics that are used. It's tough on the cow, the big animals, but I'm mostly talking about cows, you know, pigs and I guess the same. But for me, cows are the focus. I've started using acupuncture, frankly. That's something that, and also there are doctors around that are chiropractic that are working with cows. That's good as well. So maybe just a couple of tips. Thinking about it, maybe I still let you to think about what your veterinary circumstance is and do you need to make it better. Food for thought from Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.